spin. It might be my old dad.
Now they are actually going to remake that at some point because it's not a dustbin anymore. They're refuse collectors, yes, aren't they? Or it might have been updated even then. So we'll find out in a moment. Do you want to do your gag before we go any further?
What gag?
Well, you said something about that. You know, it must be Christmas because the dustmen are being nice
to
people.
Oh yeah, no, I said it must be getting near. You can tell it's getting near to Christmas because the bin men are starting to say good morning to me.
And as if by magic, we've got Louisa Hillard in with is it Freddie?
Teddy.
Morning, Teddy. Morning,
can't quite
Louisa.
Answer back just yet.
Not just yet. It won't be long, I tell you. And we've also got... sorry, I've forgotten your name. Gentleman from Amy.
Paul Southall.
Because I'm glad you came in, because the other fella's quite scary. Now, look, I've heard really good things about Amy. You've taken over just a couple of months ago.
Yep.
And on the first day, all your guys, when they turned up for work, they got a bacon roll. Can I have a job?
Yeah, we obviously, Amy, we're all about the people. We thought it'd be a nice little touch on the first day. Nice cup of tea, bacon roll. Hello, here we are. It went down really well.
Yeah, I bet. I've heard really good things, and I know that they're all positive as well.
Yeah.
Any teething problems?
No, not really. The guys that we've, the guys and the girls that we've taken on through the Toopy process have been absolutely fantastic. They've really adopted to the Amy ways and the cultures. You know, they're really hard-working guys. I've been involved with mobilisations in the past, obviously, and they can go either way, but this one's been a real smooth transition, and the guys totally on board with us. Brilliant.
Okay, yeah. It sounds really good and positive, and I've heard that people were saying that they've got the opportunity to climb the ladder as well, which is, don't mean climb the ladder like get on the truck and stuff.
We've had, I've been, again, lucky with the guys that have taken on. Already we've had a couple of, three internal promotions that have been able to push through. We've got some ongoing training for some of the guys that are going to help them up the ladder. It's been good.
Which is great, gives people opportunities to better themselves and maybe become a manager one day. Because how did you start?
I started, my old man's a dustman. I was a driver on a refuse truck back in the day. I worked around Westminster in London for a couple of years. And then I started in the office as a street cleansing supervisor, and then made my way up to refuse manager, operations manager, contract manager, senior contract manager, and now the dizzy heights of account director.
So you're the perfect example of how you can
how it can happen. Yeah. And I say that to the guys all the time. You know, they look at me and they think, you know, university background, and you know, and I say to them, I've come up through the ranks. If I can do it, trust me, anyone can do it. And that's what I tell them.
Okay, we believe you. Now, so let's talk about Christmas, because obviously after Christmas you've got the lots of Christmas trees. People are going out and buying them and thinking, not thinking January, what should we do with them? So what do we do?
In the same way that the green waste collection service now works, if you just call through to the contact centre, in the same way, give 3 days notice to your collection, and we'll come along in the truck, put it out at the curbside, we'll come along and pick it up free of charge.
Okay, what's the number? Do you know?
Well,
ask Teddy.
Yeah.
Has Teddy got the
memorized
number?
No.
If you go onto the Isle of Wight Council website, all the information's on there.
Okay.
We put out a press release on it this week, so it should be around and about. So hopefully people can find it.
Brilliant. Yeah. All right. So just go to the website, you find out the details there. When does this actually start, and is there a time limit on it?
It starts the 6th or 7th of January and goes on until about the 4th of February.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Any of those weeks where you're having recycling collected is when you can have it done.
Yeah.
Okay. And you don't have to wait until 3 days before to book it. You can book it now.
Yeah.
So obviously a lot of people are going to be putting their trees out from about the 6th. Or one of the
26.
Out from the 6th. Yeah. No, you've got to wait till the 12 days of Christmas are finished. So, obviously, at that point, if you know when you usually put your tree out, then you can book it now and make sure, and then you don't have to worry about forgetting nearer the time.
Okay.
Well, one thing I would ask is that in the past, trees have been taken to bring sites and collection points. They're not available, as far as I know, this year, so just use the free service or the HWRC site.
Okay. Yeah. Anything else you want to add on the Christmas tree front?
Just make sure they're real trees and not artificial trees.
And not plugged in still.
And not plugged in, yeah.
Okay. What else is going to happen next year? Because I know you mentioned a transitional period, and I know it's sort of just eased into it. And yeah. What can we expect to see early next year?
In the spring, there's going to be some slight service changes where we're going to be introducing an additional bin. All the properties where we think are suitable to have a bin. That'd be for your general waste. You'll still have your recycling bin. There'll be an insert for your paper and card, so you can split that out. That'll sit inside the top of the bin, and then you can put the plastics and bits and pieces still in the bin. Anywhere that can't have a bin will be issued with a gold-proof sack for presentation purposes. So that's all happening sort of around from the 2nd of May onwards. Obviously, there's going to be some work down at the Limbottom HWRC site, so we're totally going to redesign the layout of that to incorporate as well paid trade waste. So traders will be able to come along with their waste and pay on the weighbridge to dispose of waste, which is something that doesn't happen at the moment.
Okay, so there's a few changes afoot, and they'll gradually be increased, and there'll be more and more things that will happen. Will you come back on a regular basis and update us?
Yeah, no problem. Of course.
Brilliant,
yeah.
Fabulous. I just got one question. I think I asked this question. I can't remember what the answer was, but when we had a demonstration a couple of months ago, and it was there's going to be a new fitting, Max, that's going to go inside your big green inside your green.
Yep, the insert, 55-litre insert. Yeah.
Now we had an issue because obviously it's that's collected fortnightly.
Yep.
Still collected fortnightly.
Yep.
No plans to go 1 week.
Not at the moment, no.
Because it filled up very quickly. My wife drinks a lot. She's got a lot of bottles.
Yeah.
And last week we had to crush it in, especially around Christmas now. You've got loads and loads of cardboard and stuff. I would imagine you're wrapping. So when you put in another package on top of that, you're going to reduce the amount of space. Is there another way if we can get the stuff still collected? Do we put it in another bag or what? What's the advice?
Well, with the card, for instance, if you've got a card and you can bundle it up and tie it up and pull it nice and neatly next to the bin, we can take it like that. But we found in the past 55 litre is more than adequate for what you need for a fortnightly collection.
Okay, but if you have a busy week, you can still do that. Just tie it up and just put it by the bin.
Yeah, if you've got, if you've had a domestic appliance, for instance, delivered, a fridge or washing machine, it comes with the additional packaging. If you can't fit it in, just bundle it up, tie it up, put it next to the bin, and we'll pick it up. It's not a problem.
That's brilliant.
But not just at Christmas or one-off. Generally, we're encouraging residents to put out as much recyclable materials as they can, because we can sell that and generate income for the council. So if you can't, or if you do fill up your green bin, and we do want people to fill it up, you can put extra waste next to it in a plastic bag, in a white bag or a clear sack. And obviously, as Paul says, you can bundle up cardboard, tie it up as well. But obviously, we do want it to be clean and we do want it to be dry. So in plastic bags, it's probably the best way.
Okay, so just say, for instance, a bit more advice on the old the situation with the cardboard. If it can't go in the container and it's raining the night before, should we then put it in a plastic bag? Or not?
You don't have to, no. We can still take it if it's wet. We'd prefer it if it's dry. Okay. So if you can get it into a clear plastic bag, fine. If you can't, that's fine. Just tie it up and present it neatly.
Okay,
yeah,
brilliant.
We'll deal with it.
That sounds sensible.
It does, doesn't it?
Even we've understood that.
Even
we've
got that.
So we won't be a problem. We won't be moaning and groaning.
For change.
Okay, so you've got other plants that are being created and around the island. What's the update on those?
As well as the HWRC at Limbottom, there's the HWRC at Afton Marsh. So there's some remedial works that will be going on there to increase the capacity of what we can take. We'll be putting additional bins in at both sites so we can split down what we can take, except hard plastics, for instance. Instead of going in with the general, we'll be able to split it down further into its different waste streams. With the Forest Park site is where the gasification plant is. That site's being totally redeveloped, massive investment. It'll be a mechanical treatment plant, so all the waste in 2.5 years will be going there. It'll go through a mechanical treatment process where we'll pick out some of the metals, the papers, the bits and pieces, anything left goes through to the gasification plant, where that, without getting too technical, generates electricity.
Right, okay.
So a fully sustainable site, a fully sustainable answer for the island.
Okay, so it's long-term vision, long-term plan.
Yeah.
How long do you reckon before we're fully functional?
It's about 2.5 years. subject to planning, which is all going through at the moment, touch wood. Looking at 2.5 years for that plant to be open and operational. It's going to have a visitor centre as well, so we'll be encouraging schools, communities to come down, have a look at what we're doing, learn a bit about what we do, about the waste flows, and yeah, it's going to be really cool.
That's great. I like that idea.
It's something we were told, obviously, a couple of months ago, is the thing that with the schools, I'm really liking purely and simply because you're getting the next generation of people that are going to be helping.
We've got an education trailer, exhibition trailer, which will be here in January, so that'll be going around mobile to schools, be operated by the Footprint Trust, and that would be obviously getting right into the heart of the community, into the heart, you know, the schools, educating, like you say, that the kids are the next ones going to start recycling,
and families, parents as well, not just children, because actually when you look at who the best recyclers are on the island, it actually tends to be retired people, older people. I guess, you know, it's
that
culture of waste not, want not. So
you're probably right. You
know, we are changing cultural, we're changing behaviours, and obviously the more that we can get people to recycle, the better it is financially for everybody, because it means more money coming back to the council, which means better services for residents.
Sure. And if you get the kids involved, you know that they're going to give their mum and dad a nudge down again, aren't they? And say, look,
absolutely.
You know, that generation that isn't quite so switched on with it, they're going to become very switched on because their kids are learning it in school, and they're going to be encouraging, which is a genius move. It really is. So good luck with that. I think that's a great idea. Anything else you want to add?
Just one thing. In the new year, we're going to have a couple of apprentice opportunities coming up. So if people could, sort of, if anyone's interested in a career with Amy and in the waste industry, there'd be an NVQ level. If you could look on the Amy website, www.amy.co.uk, look on careers apprenticeships, and we'll put them on there in the new year. And they'll be island-based apprenticeships.
Oh, marvellous. That's great news. Yeah. It really is. What about people 50, you know, and above?
We'll take anyone.
Really?
Anyone. As long as you work a day.
Is it just the first day we get about
bacon roll?
Yeah, we'll clear off.
That's not standard.
Okay, look, great to see you, and you know, congratulations on I think a job that you and your guys do brilliantly well. I followed a truck the other day, and I must admit, you know, there would have been a few years ago where you're stuck behind somebody and you get frustrated, but I was watching these guys, you know, going over there picking up their bags, and they're doing it in the rain, and they're doing it with
a tough job, tough conditions.
Exactly. And it was only then that it suddenly dawned on me that I wouldn't really want to do that job. So, you know, they are working incredibly hard, and they're doing a job that other people might not want to
do. You're always welcome to come along on a ride along.
Will I? Do I have to get all dressed up in the yellow stuff?
Oh, of course.
Oh, I'd like that.
Just for our entity.
All right. Okay. Just before we go, just very quickly off the top of my head, obviously Christmas is coming. Is there a way that we can find? I know there's details on the website, but you know, there's different collection days and so on for the next week or so, isn't there?
Yeah. If your normal collection day is on Monday, it's been pulled forward to the Saturday. It's the same that's been in operation for the last few years. Everyone should have had a leaflet through the door. It's been in the local press.
You haven't, Maxine? No. Haven't you?
No.
Look, can you get one down to her place? So the details are on the website.
Yeah.
You should have had a leaflet.
Yeah.
And don't forget to recycle that in the new year. In the right bin.
In the right bin.
And it's if you're being picked up, is it a day behind, a week behind, or 5 days behind? Same as last year, but just off the top of your head, Mondays. You said it picks up on Saturdays.
Yeah, it picks up on the Saturday before the Monday. You need to look at the calendar really for the dates. It's not
okay.
Some of them are early and some of them are late. For example, if you have a collection on a Friday, which is going to be Christmas Day, it's actually going to be collected on Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
I know that because my ward of East Kells is a Friday, so we'll be having it done. We have to remember to put it out a day early.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Okay. That's handy.
As a rule of thumb, put it out a day early.
Okay. But if you want to know any more details, you go to the council website, not to the Amy website.
No, council website. All information's on there.
Okay, brilliant. Okay, thanks very much for coming in. Nice to see you, Louisa, and have a lovely Christmas.
And it'll
be Teddy's first Christmas.
It will be.
No, have a lovely time. And I know you've got the rest of the family as well. So have a lovely Christmas.
Thank you very much.
And thank you, sir, for coming in.
You're welcome. Anytime.
We'll see you in the new year.
You certainly will.
With me, Christmas tree.